The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In order for us to do that, we're going to have more trainers on the ground. And that is the reason why I authorized this additional number of U.S. troops.
President Obama talking about how many more troops are now on the ground as the criticism starts to roll in. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here's the scoop in case you missed it. Remember how many times it was emphasized, especially in the past 5 months, no boots on the ground, no boots on the ground. We just had Ivan Eland on last week talking about the scenarios that could possibly change what the president has been spouting. But here's the thing, they're still cautiously saying that this is something that's happening in order to ensure with this troop surge to just help Iraq to get ready for what has to happen in the Anbar province because they need some more help, the military, that they will be armed, but they're not expected to use their weapons. They're carrying weapons, but it's just to protect the force. You wonder what it would take to trip that and make them use the weapons. Obviously, they are worried about it. So a Defense Department spokesperson was trotted out to say that, they're visiting the Al-Asad Air Base to do a site survey for potential future use as some kind of a location in support of Iraqi security forces. And again, this is the Anbar province we're talking about. But we're also stunned by the numbers authorizing the deployment of 1,500 more troops to bolster the forces in the fight against the Boys in Black. I mean, to me, that spells out they're trying to head off the past, the problems they can foresee with the ISIS guys. And that's why they're gearing up for that. And because the Iraqi military has done nothing. They run away. They have dropped their weapons, some reported, when they're overwhelmed and just get out of the area. So on Friday, heading into the weekend, the president authorized the deployment of 1,500 more American troops in that province and to bolster the numbers of American troops in Iraq, now 3,100. There are about, if we broke it down, there are 1,400 U.S. troops in Iraq out of the 1,600 previously authorized, so that's how you get that number, right? And we've been launching the airstrikes with the coalition on the Islamic State Boys in Black, and they've been hitting Iraq and Syria for months as part of a way to give Iraqi forces the time and the space they said they needed to be more effective. So how long do they have until we decide they're not effective and we are taking over the reins, which is very frightening. If you think about Vietnam and the advisory role we were in Vietnam and then what happened, but would we really double dip back into that area? Would you have any kind of an appetite for that? Because by my count, the numbers just keep going up. Frightening. To see that, I have to say, to see the numbers jump up that way, for fear of ultimately what could happen. Meaning, seriously, real boots on the ground, where we just have a massive surge. So keep an eye on that one. This is the beginning of the ramp up. The beginning of the ramp up. Meanwhile, something that we have really been watchdogging for a long time on America Tonight is what's going on with the Internet and the policing of the Internet, right? The so-called net neutrality. So the president weighed in. I mean, threw down the gauntlet, as it was described, with cable companies and the internet providers by saying they shouldn't be allowed to cut deals with online services like YouTube to move the content faster. This has been the biggest statement that we've seen coming out of the administration, and it certainly pushes that massive battle that's been going on between internet activists who warn against any kind of the creation of internet fast lanes, and then the industry groups. So why? What is the president doing here talking about this net neutrality? And I think that people were stunned to hear it. Michael Powell, the president and CEO of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, and, of course, the primary lobbying arm of the cable industry, well, what do you think he's going to say? He's going to attack the president. But he said that they were stunned that the president would abandon the bipartisan policy of lightly regulating the internet and calling for extreme regulation. And because the president said he thought there should be an explicit ban on paid prioritization or better, faster service for the companies that are really willing to pony up the extra cash. And the president said, check this out, because this affects us all, that federal regulators should reclassify the internet as a public utility under the 1934 Communications Act. Wow. So now we're talking about classifying those companies. So I'll tell you what, if I'm Google, I'm loving this by the president. If I'm Google or any of those folks, absolutely, they got to be psyched about it. But if I'm anyone, like if I'm Netflix, I'm not psyched about this. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, says that net neutrality is Obamacare for the internet. And he said the internet should not operate at the speed of government. Yeah, we've seen that before. We've seen what happens there. So there are easy jokes that you could pull out, but it seriously will affect all of us, if not now, eventually, financially, because we're going to be paying more depending on what happens with this. The FCC chairman, we've talked about this already, wanted kind of a hybrid deal that would draw from both sides. But that hasn't happened because there's all these legal questions about it, and there's going to be lawsuits filed no matter what. I mean, who doesn't want a bigger, faster, badder connection? But who doesn't want to pay a ridiculous fortune and be held hostage for it? Well, if you reclassify things, it's going to get passed on to us. I mean, we're just the lonely consumers out here. We're not the big boys of Netflix or other cable shows, and the avenues that provide the broadband. Ultimately, I'll say it again, it's you and I that are going to pay the price for it without a doubt. All right, so we're going to go soft on you here for a second because I've noticed that a lot of pets are itching their eyes, and when I was out walking the dog, it's like all these dogs are sneezing. What's going on? Do dogs get allergies? Perhaps Dr. Tiffany's going to join me to explain next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight. Everybody knows how much I love my golden retriever, Mahalo. Dr. Tiffany Margolin is in our virtual green room. I can almost hear the dogs barking in the background, or maybe that's Mahalo. But she has something very interesting to talk about that really made me take notice. And I guess I didn't realize this, that 80 million pets actually are slammed with hidden allergies. So you might see the puppy off in the corner sneezing. Could be an allergy thing. You might see a cat plagued with that kind of thing. And why do you care? Because so many of us love our pets. And do we know that they have these allergies? They're hidden allergies. I had no idea. I didn't even think about it until I found out that Mahalo had allergies. Dr. Tiffany, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. And it's funny because Mahalo is one of the number one allergy breeds in the United States.
So tell me about that. Why is that? So golden retrievers, a lot of golden retrievers get allergies?
They actually top the list along with West Highland White. And it's part of, you know, their lovely genetics, and we all want our beautiful goldens to look the way they do. But the problem is we have so many beautiful pets in the U.S., we actually have about 160 million loved pets in our homes in the U.S. We have about 80 million, that's fully one half of them, suffering from allergies. And it's really following the trend that humans are following. And people are asking about this a lot now, like, why is my pet getting allergies? And one thing that they're discovering is there's just these weird ones coming up now. One of the stories that I recall recently is a dog that had this rotating, you know, skin condition and then respiratory signs. They did the allergy testing. They really couldn't figure it out. It ended up being the backing of the carpet in the house. It wasn't the carpet. It wasn't mites. It was actually the backing because of the chemicals that we're now seeing coming from overseas and being put in the backing of our carpets. So they took the carpets out, and the allergies were gone, and even the owners felt better.
Wow. So are dogs and I guess cats too, or any pets, is it just like humans? You have to go through that discovery process of trying to figure out what the allergy is?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, it is a bit of a deductive process where it's not going to just show up right away, obviously. You know, you can always tell, okay, if my pet's itching, if I've ruled out fleas, then perhaps it's an allergy. But that's almost as close as you can get. And then you have to look at what's in their environment, what they're eating. I mean, we're focusing on sort of the weird stuff right now, but we certainly want to think about foods. With cats that vomit a lot, people think it's hairballs. Guess what, guys? It's not hairballs. Hair will not make the cat do that. It's a food sensitivity. So then you have to go scanning, like, what they're eating. And basically, you want to get rid of what they've been eating most. An allergy is a buildup of sensitivity to something that your pet has seen a long time. People think that it's a new thing that's in their environment, but usually your body is learning to become sensitive. So if it's a food that your pet's been on a while, it's more likely to be a culprit than the new one that you're feeding.
Ooh, how about that? And so then here's the big question. Somebody told me once, well, if Mahalo has problems with allergies, there's really not too much you can do. Just give him a Benadryl. And since he's a golden retriever, give him a full Benadryl. And that kind of freaked me out, Dr. Tiffany. I was like, I don't know that I want to do that. This was a vet that told me that. Is that what you're supposed to do?
Well, I do want to tell you that Benadryl doesn't work very well in dogs. And besides, you don't want him to drive after that Benadryl because he's not going to get at it. But truly, Benadryl, dogs have a much, much more of a cellular type of an allergy than a histamine allergy. So we get histamine allergies, which is why antihistamines work for us. Does not work well for your pet. What people often think is working is that the dog's getting sleepy, too sleepy to itch. But the best, I actually do have a lot of very, very good ways to treat allergies. One of the first ways is find out what they're allergic to. And again, you have to be patient, and eliminating most allergenic foods, like chicken is a number one allergen protein in this country. Beef can be an allergen. With kitty cats, fish is actually a number one allergen. And then any kinds of grains. None of our domestic pets really need grains, any grain. I don't even care if it's rice. So let's say you get rid of those. You've got 50% of the allergies in your dog are going to resolve. The other part you can do that's very natural is you take omega fatty acids, not just any kind, but like the high quality krill oils or the oils that have been tested for mercury and heavy metals, and they say there's none in them. And you actually give them 3 times your dose. So it's like 6 times their dose. It sounds crazy, but the studies have shown that where omegas are really doing their good work and they're all natural is at very high doses. And they can replace all sorts of anti-itch medications for your dog.
Wow. So omega fatty krill oils is what you want to look
for.
Yeah,
mega, exactly. Like there's a lot of them start with the word mega.
Mega. I like that. 6 times the amount, and that can make a big difference. You know, it's funny you say the thing about grains, because let's face it, a lot of people feed their animals, dogs especially, people food, and sometimes for an upset stomach, I know that sometimes vets will say, well, give them rice, give them white rice, but that's clearly grains, right? So that's not good.
Right. You know, people have to get back to basics. I mean, our Australian dogs used to live to 20 to 25, even beyond some of the tales tell. These dogs are getting scraps that were just basically meat and vegetable matter. I mean, most of the people that are in this country are so busy, we really can't, even myself, I can't necessarily prepare my dog's meals, but I'll tell you, they do the best on the least additives and the least flavor enhancers. The other thing to watch for in your dog's bag of food is natural flavorings. They are not generally natural, okay?
Natural flavorings.
Right.
All right, so watch out for that.
Interesting thing is dogs and cats can actually be allergic to their people. Humans have dander, too, and your dander can cause allergies in your pet. Can you believe that?
Wow, you're kidding. Boy, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? So human dander, so watch out for that. And then the thing that I thought was interesting, too, that you mentioned is chicken. So chicken and dogs, that's like kind of a no-no?
And the problem is it used to be that beef was blamed for all the allergies in this country, and it was because beef was in every dog food. Well, now chicken has been in every dog food, and so, again, it's a function of body memory. Now every dog has been exposed to chicken since they were a puppy, going through all their vaccines and stuff when they have chicken on board. Well, that makes the immune system act like chicken can become a protein enemy. And so then what you want to do is just get away from chicken. A lot of good foods out there have venison or rabbit or lamb or even some of the grass-fed beef is perfectly fine for a lot of dogs.
Wow, that's interesting. Venison, rabbit, grass-fed, I like that.
Like so, do you want to eat, right? Bring home something.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I was just thinking of that. So, Dr. Tiffany, do you think part of this is the way we've changed with our pets, too, compared to how it used to be with dogs and cats? And, you know, they were on the farm, and they're like people to us, and they live in our house.
Yes.
So like you said, they're absorbing our dander, so that's got to be part of this, right?
Absolutely. The environmental toxins, think about what level they're at. So we're above it all, hopefully, to many degrees. But these animals are on the ground. Their paws are on the ground. They're licking their paws. They're touching the pesticides, the chemicals, the cleaning chemicals. They're in physical contact. Even if I found it interesting, they mentioned about houseplants. You know, a lot of times there's mold found on the leaves of houseplants or mites will live in the soils. And these pets, you know, your cat's rubbing on the leaves or maybe chewing on them. The dog might put his face in them. They're so much more exposed. And they're, you know, that's why I tell people it's like a litmus test for you. If you're having reactions and your animal might be able to tell you what you're reacting to in that household.
Yeah. And can you tell, is it like when they, you know, I said the thing about sneezing, but isn't it also too, especially you mentioned retrievers, golden retrievers really get this. Is it with their paws and they're licking their paws a lot and that kind of stuff?
Their paws.
Yeah. When they're licking their paws and rubbing their eyes kind of, you know what I mean? Is that a sign?
Yeah, that is a sign of that's a sign of internal allergies though. People think it's only what they just walked on. Actually, it can be what they call an ingestion allergy. When they eat or ingest the toxins that are coming from their paws, they also recirculate those proteins, and their paw skin is more sensitive and will get itchier. It's kind of like you scratching your palm, you know, not when you're getting money, but when you're, you know, your allergies kick up. When they're itchy, instead of scratching other parts of their body, their paws tend to be the biggest flag that they're getting allergies in their system.
Wow, how interesting is that? Do cats or dogs get more allergies, or you can't really weigh that?
You know, I love this. There's a statement that says, for every 9.5 dogs I see half a cat, which is like a veterinary statement, because really we so rarely get to see cats as often as dogs because they're sort of quiet with their allergies. But their allergies are really hidden. I mean, they're the ones that people think have hairballs and have so many food allergies because the cat food that's processed, most of the cat food that's out there is so inappropriate for cats. You know, they're obligate carnivores. They should be eating fresh meat or as highly, you know, carnivorous food as possible. And they're getting so much carbohydrate and grain in their dry food. So they're really underdiagnosed on their allergies. And it actually can lead to inflammatory bowel disease and even lymphoma. That's like a cancer of the gut in cats. They also, you know, lick their skin a lot. That's the same type of thing where they can have flea or food allergies.
Wow. Wow, yeah. So informative. All right, Dr. Tiffany, check her out at drtiffany.com. This was very enlightening. No more chicken for mahalo. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Kate. Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Heidi Ho. If you have anything to say, you can always send it to us at americatonight.net. On that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jake in Austin. Hey, Kate, it is my nightly email. Did you miss me? I know it's been a couple of days. Here are my thoughts on the election. I think it's going to be like a new cold breeze or cold war has erupted in Washington, D.C. Can't imagine we're going to see much that gets done in the next 2 years. In one way, that is kind of sick and twisted. Listen, I was all for a big, fat change, but I don't think this is necessarily going to be for the positive, do you? Well, it depends on what change you're talking about, what kind of legislation you're talking about, what kind of Cold War wall, I'm going to just combine the two for you, that is also part of this. I think it's a standoff, of course, because the president wants to use executive actions, and the Republicans want to come up with some bills to try to make a few laws, and they're going to be things that are not going to go through with the president. He's going to veto them. Certainly anything with Obamacare, any kind of repeal or changes, if that got to that point, because you still, you know, have the votes that would happen in both chambers. Well, that's going to be a no way. Immigration, that's going to be a no way. And there's probably a few other things, too, that would make that list. It's a question of, are there going to be executive orders that happen with this Congress? Just, you know, put them out there now before the end of the year, or wait until the beginning of next year. Since we're almost at Thanksgiving, I don't know, maybe either a last-minute surprise or wait until next year rolls in, because if it's going to be executive order anyway, just do it then. And there still would be Democratic backing that would support the president, but there certainly wouldn't be any kind of a push to, I think, to work with Congress on immigration, because I think they're coming at it from two different, completely different ends, unless something were to change with that point of view on either side of it. This comes to us from Michael, who says, wow, pot shrinking your brain. I've smoked dope my whole life, Kate, and I might be the smartest engineer you'll ever meet. I don't know what they were thinking when they pumped out this study, but the timing couldn't be worse. With more people finally opening their eyes to the benefits of marijuana smoking, ask anybody who's had some terrible chemotherapy runs what marijuana does to them. And the fact that they're saying it lowers your IQ, I'm going to have to disagree. Okay, so for the rest of you out there smoking pot, do you feel like you're the smartest person in the room? With the research coming from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, that's where it's from, by the way, so you know the source, they're saying that if you started smoking, you know, pot when you were young, that it shrinks your brain, so you have less brain volume, you don't have as much gray matter, and that makes a big difference. You can see the pronounced changes in the brain. And this was backed up by the study's really main principal or investigator or whatever, an associate professor at the School of Behavior and Brain Sciences at the University of Texas at Dallas, Dr. Francesca Fibley, who says that adolescence is when the brain starts maturing, makes sense, and making itself more adult-like. So any exposure to toxic substances would set the course for how your brain ends up. Wow, it is pretty interesting, I think. The saying to go out and say that people who regularly use pot had IQs that were 5 points lower on average than the non-users. And maybe it just depends on person to person. One of the most brilliant people I've ever known in my whole life is a big writer who shall remain nameless in California, smokes pot every single day. I don't think I would put him on one of the smartest people I know list. So, you know. And then on the other hand, I know people that have been smoking pot since they were a kid that can barely get to the car and back. So is it, I don't know, does it shrink your brain? The scientists are saying it. They compared groups and they looked at non-users and users, ages and gender all the same. Did the MRI scan, did the whole testing thing, and that's what they found. So I don't know, can the study conclusively really address whether any or all the brain changes are a consequence of marijuana use? Are they just comparing some of what they've seen? I mean, there were 48 people who smoked pot in the study. They started smoking between 14 and 30. The average age of the person in the study was 18. The average, on average, they used marijuana 3 times a day. Most of they had been using it for 10 years, though some of them had been smoking pot for 3 decades. That could be a serious case of the munchies, couldn't it? 3 decades of that. There's a lot of things that are happening in the culture with pot that are going to change. Are going to change so many things. Like trying to enforce the whole thing with the strains and when somebody's stone driving and swerving and trying to figure all that out. I mean, this is like a feel as you go along, and I don't know, let the voters decide, right? But that's not what that's about. That's just about saying that pot can shrink part of your brain. I'm waiting for some of those punchlines. All right, so let's take another one. This one is from McShay, who says, from one Irish person to another, good morning to you, or top of the morning to you. I think one of the more sad stories I happened to read today, Kate, and I don't know if you saw it or not, is that Glenn Beck told the world that he's been having some really bad health issues, that it's a rare thing that he's actually trying to fend off, and that he's really struggling to remember conversations and names and all kinds of things, and that his illness seems to be getting worse. Did you happen to see that? Of course, it was all over the place. And he said this has been going on for a long time, or for many years or whatever. And he said it's been gotten progressively worse. He took a test for people with traumatic brain injury and testing in the bottom 10%. He said he was told that he had between 5 and 10 years before he would no longer be able to function. That's wild. So he went to different doctors. He tried different diets, medications, and none really worked. So he started to search for his replacements. He said at the same time he and his wife continued to look for answers and then found them at the Carrick Brain Centers, a rehab center in Texas. We've had a lot of the people on from the Carrick Center, a ton of people actually on from there over the years, just recently, a couple of months ago. And he says they went in, and after a couple of visits, they found that they had several things going on, an autoimmune disorder, adrenaline fatigue, and they found the connection. And after months of treatment, and he changed the way he eats and sleeps and works and all that kind of stuff, that he's reversing the process, that his brain is back online. How about that? And that he just got a clean bill of health. Boy, that would be scary, wouldn't it? And isn't it interesting going to all those doctors, then going to a specific place for the brain, and then being able to help him? And we've had some brilliant doctors on from there, so I'm not surprised by the connection. All right, I got off on a little bit of a rabbit trail there. Let's get back on. This one from Anna, who says, Kate and listeners to America Tonight, I'm so tired of hearing about these ISIS thugs. I just don't understand why we cannot blow them out of the space that they occupy in the Middle East. Well, I can tell you that, because here's the problem. Now they're catching on to the fact that they don't want to be gathering in large groups because they got nailed a few times. So they're trying to be sneakier and spread people out. So it's not quite as easy. And remember, this is coalition forces, not just the United States, targeting different places like distribution centers, places where they stock up on gas, obviously, and a whole bunch of other things, and trying to pull all that out and disarm them in a sense. Because where are they and how do they survive? Well, the answer is they survive on what they're getting in these, what they go and they get and resupply and go back out again. Sounds odd to say that, but they have three or four different locations, and slowly but surely they're being taken out, and gathering the big groups would be dangerous as they try to sift through the people that are in the Middle East before hitting any of these targets. But the big problem is, how can you verify the hits when you don't have true boots on the ground? I think that's a big problem. This one from Bruce, who says, I agree with you on Iran, Kate. I've heard you bag on them before. And once again, it doesn't look like they're doing anything to eliminate the suspicions over their nuclear ambitions. No, I would agree. And then, if anything, they just keep taunting Israel and saying different things to Israel, like the Holocaust didn't happen, and a couple of other things that are more than perturbing Benjamin Netanyahu. Stay with us.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A big shout out to all the vets out there. Believe it or not, Veterans Day. And we'll have more on our upcoming show about honoring veterans and some of the things that we've seen recently. Some great tributes, by the way. You can never do enough for a vet, that's for sure. Time for a little old school versus new school here on ATN. And as we make our final turn into this hour and away from this hour into another hour. So old school versus new school entails Matt Johnson jumping on with me and throwing in his two cents. Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Don't you love that introduction?
Oh, great. It's fabulous.
I know. And it has really sucked the people into this segment, so I'm very excited about it. Quick and to the point. That's what it is. All right, so old school, new school. Above ground pool, Matt, versus in ground pool or a lap pool of today, which is new school.
I'd definitely say in ground pool. You can do more stuff. You can. There's not a deep end in the above ground pools. You can't dive. You're limited.
You are, but it was so much cheaper that all your friends had above ground pools, or needless to say, probably someone had a pretty decent one. So if you didn't have one, there was a chance you could cool off in somebody else's. Wasn't it like that for you when you were a kid?
We have a bunch of lakes up here, and then most of the people, because of the temperature, a lot of people have the in-ground pools too.
Yeah.
So
you had in-ground pools.
Yeah.
access, of course, your own little Mystic.
I don't know this above ground pool lifestyle.
That's a Jersey thing, I guess. What you do is you send the, you set it up, fill it with water, and then sometimes they have pretty nice things attached to it, so they try to make it look like it's a big deal, and they just try to make it look like it's a big deal, and you just fill it up, and ta-da, at least you have something to jump in. I agree with you, though, of course, an in-ground pool, because you can do more things, and you can float around. If it's deeper, you can play Marco Polo or basketball or whatever. All right, how about this? See, we're on a theme here because it's so cold around the United States. Plain old flip-flops versus the $50 Havaianas or some other designer kind of flip-flop that even a lot of guys wear.
I'm not spending that much money on flip-flops. I spend about $20. There's this brand, I'll shout them out. They're called Sanuks, and they're really comfortable. They're not too expensive, like around $20. And I've had a pair that have lasted me a really long time, and I'm planning on getting a replacement pair when the tread on these wear out, because I think they're really comfortable, and I'm not going to spend $50. That's too much. But I have backup pairs.
Yeah, you wear them out.
I have backup pairs, though. I keep a pair of sandals in my trunk just in case. You never know.
Well, yeah, if you have a blowout, if the tongue comes out or something else happens, you got to have something.
I just keep them because,
like,
sometimes I play softball, and sometimes after the game you're all wet because the fields have been rained on, so you don't want to put your shoes back on. So I got the flip flops for that, or after the gym, or maybe after. You never know, we're going to end up at a lake. It's Minnesota, so you might need flip-flops, so you keep them in the trunk.
Yeah, it's so funny. I do that with flip-flops, too, from tennis, because then your feet are yuck, and you want to just take off socks and throw on the flip-flops.
Exactly. Got to let your feet air dry.
Absolutely. I'm all about the air dry. All right, so just the prisoner-issued license plates or specialty plates? Specialty plates would be new school.
Yeah, because I don't think they do the prisoner ones anymore, do they?
Yeah, some places
they still
do.
Okay, I didn't know if they still did that or
where
not.
They get the numbers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that maybe that was just an old thing that now it's just in the movies, but apparently they still do it. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the specialty plates, to be honest with you. Sometimes you see them, they can be funny, but I think a lot of times it's just, the self-absorbed individual is trying to draw attention to themselves, and I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah, like cute cheeks or, whatever, stupid names, nicknames. And I agree. I'm not in favor of that either. I don't know. It's just, if somebody is talented and they're putting the spotlight on themselves for different reasons, but I think it's cheeseball-y. That's why. It's cheesy.
Yeah, exactly.
Very. Okay, so old school would be plain old trash. Just throw everything in one pile. You tie it up with your little hefty bag. Versus, let's separate everything, recycling the trash, the cans, the bottles, the paper, the everything else. Just separate, which is new school. What do you think?
Well, I'll one-up you and go new school, which is single-sort recycling.
How do you do that?
You don't have single-sort recycling where you live?
Oh, are you kidding? In the Lone Star State, no.
Oh, yeah. See, we have single-sort recycling, so you just throw everything in one bin, and then it's taken care of for you.
Everything. So any of your trash goes in one bin and they do it for you.
No, you have a trash bin and a recycling bin, but you have to separate, like, plastic, paper, and all that.
Oh, that's so much easier.
Yeah, new school.
That is new school, and that's way better, so nobody has any excuses. Do they find people in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, if they don't recycle, if you throw trash all together?
I'm not aware of anything like that, but I don't know. We're a little left of center, so it wouldn't totally surprise me.
I know in New Jersey, when I would go back and visit my mother, they had that. So in Cherry Hill, they would find people. They would find you. They would every once in a while have a trash inspector that would come around. And if you did that, no matter what, accidental, whatever, they'd find you pretty big.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody doing that. So I would say that we probably don't have the fines and the restrictions like that. But, I mean, I can't be 100% certain. But I would feel that throughout my life I would have heard of something like that happening. And I've never heard of that ever happening.
Yeah. How about cup of coffee, old school, versus latte of every imaginable kind. Pumpkin latte, spiced, all kinds of stuff on top of it.
I don't know. I'm not a big coffee drinker anymore, so I would pass on those. I mean, the only time I really ever drink coffee these days is when I'm out of town at like a cabin, and then you throw a little, you have a little Irish coffee then in the morning to wake up.
Oh, I like Irish coffee. Oh, a good Irish coffee. Sometimes they're not as good, but I like Irish coffee. Yeah, I would be old school. I just want regular, plain coffee. I hate to go into Starbucks, one, because I think that they just rip you off. I know it is the whole culture thing. My nieces, everyone, they always want to go there. But you go, when you go into Starbucks, I just say, please, could I have a regular cup of coffee? And they look at me like I'm insane.
Yeah, I think it's definitely that. It's a culture that's more of the younger. I remember when I was in high school, that was kind of the thing to do, because you can't go to the bar, you go to the coffee shop. So I don't know, but I don't know. Maybe I'm too old now, because I get jittery off of coffee and it keeps me awake at night. I remember my mom saying this when I was younger, and I thought she was crazy, and now whatever genes she had, she passed on to me, so I have the same problem. So I can't drink coffee late at night anymore.
Can't drink coffee. Okay, how about this one? I'm going to throw another one at you. Old-fashioned popsicles or fudgicles versus every kind of skinny cow, things taken out of it. You can imagine low-fat ice cream available.
I would definitely go old school, but that's just because that's reminds me of my youth, you know, the fudgicles, and then, you know, chasing the ice cream man down and getting the dreamsicle or the bomb pop and all that sorts of stuff. So I'd go old school with that thing.
Did you have the Good Humor Man? Was that the truck that would come around your area?
It wasn't a Good Humor. It was just the ice cream man. I don't know. Oh. We just had
the
a generic
ice cream
guy.
Man. Yeah. There comes generic guy.
It's generic
no
guy
problem.
Just driving around, yeah. I see them around every once in a while, but I don't think they're as prevalent as they used to be. I see them more at like parks and stuff. But I remember when I was younger, they'd go through all the neighborhoods and all that. But it just doesn't really happen like that anymore.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, they still do that. You still have like a Good Humor truck, and they go around and they ring the bell, and people come flying.
Yeah, I remember when you hear it.
Every corner.
Yeah, you'd go run to your house to get money from your parents or your piggy bank or whatever you had, and then you'd run outside and try to get it. I remember one time even I missed the ice cream man, and I was so upset about it that my dad took me in the car and drove to catch up to him.
No way.
Yes, he did.
Oh, you are so spoiled.
I know.
That is crazy.
Nice.
Nice dad. That is a nice thing. All right. It's in the books. Another edition of Old School versus New School Dreamsicles. Oh, bomb pop. That all sounds so good to me right now. Ooh.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.